vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the weekend. This is Phil Lempert. It's Good Day Weekend. Doug has the day off, and today we're going to be doing some very interesting interviews and taking your calls. First of all, we're going to find out what's really going on with how Twitter and Facebook is changing the way you and I are shopping. Also, a new film is about to hit the theaters. It's called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It's the chronicle of two men who struggle to lose weight, overcome diseases, and change their lives for good. We're going to talk to the producer of that. Also, Easter is right around the corner, so we're going to find out the proper way to cook a hard-boiled egg. Because while it might seem odd to many people, we don't know how to cook a hard-boiled egg. And I'll tell you more about that. A new report came out that actually made me laugh, not only to myself, but way out loud this past week. It comes from the University of Tennessee at Knoxville. It was published in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association. So, you know, there's some credibility here. We know what's going on. I'm not sure how much money they spent for this study, but obviously there was some money involved. And guess what they found out? They took these kids, aged 2 to 5, and they studied what they were eating and if, in fact, there was any effect of snacking. What the result was, this was the surprise to the researchers, is that if they gave kids bigger snacks, they ate more and they gained weight. Duh. I look at some of these studies that come across my desk, and you just have to wonder, does anybody have any common sense when it comes to eating? We have to have a study, probably, I don't know, $100,000 being spent to figure out that if you give kids more food and they eat it and they snack, what's going to happen is they're going to get fatter. Okay, well, let's get on to some very serious and important news, which is the effect of the earthquake in Japan on how it's going to change the global food supply. Now, for me, this might just be the event that triggers the reverse of our dependence on that region of the world, on Asia, for cheap foods. We Americans complain about the increase in food prices. We're seeing it in headlines each and every day. However, I would suggest that we will pay for the safety of our food supply. We're right now, and I ask you to go online to supermarketguru.com and take our quick poll. And what we're doing is we're querying people on the effect of the earthquake on our food supply. And so far, 82% of those who have taken the survey say that since the earthquake and tsunami, they're concerned about the safety of our foods coming from this part of the world. No surprise. 3 in 4 people are concerned about radioactivity, and 65% are concerned about general food safety issues. Over half of the folks say that as a result of the earthquake, foods imported from Asia will be more expensive. But, and this was a surprise to me, only 1 out of 4 say that there will be stricter standards as a result for safety and more testing. Now, the reality is that the government has come out. They've said that, okay, foods from Japan, they're going to test them thoroughly. They're really going to step up that whole inspection process. But where are the inspectors coming from? Where's the money coming from? We don't have enough inspectors now. Where's it going to come to do all this stuff? And, you know, we're just asking the government, we're asking food companies, we're asking everybody for some very clear answers. And, in fact, on our fan page on Facebook, one of our followers, Kerry Stessel, suggests that we need new toxicity labels on all imported food products. Forget about nutrition labels. Forget about country of origin labels. Now we have to make room for toxicity labels. And frankly, you know, I'm not sure I disagree with Kerry. But keep in mind that this nuclear plant is right on the coast. And from everything that I have read, radioactivity will go about 10 miles out. And, you know, radioactive particles are relatively heavy, so they fall quickly. So 10 miles out, that's in the water. And I am not one of those people that believe that, you know, there's going to be a cloud that hits Southern California or Washington of radioactive dust, or that the radioactive particles will reach our shores through the water. But the reality is that the fish that are in those waters are going to consume some of that. And that, for me, it's all about the seafood. If you're talking about snack foods, produce and so on, that's relatively easy to monitor and to handle. But when it comes to seafood, altogether different story. So for me, the story has a much bigger impact than just foods from Japan. Over the past couple of years, we have been very concerned as consumers and also the retailers have about foods from China from a food safety standpoint. And I guess I've got to question whether or not now foods from Japan come under that same umbrella. There's no doubt that this is a very serious problem. There's been a lot of human lives taken as a result. However, we've got to make sure that within all this hoopla that somebody's paying attention to our food supply. There's not enough data right now to say how far the effects of the radiation will linger, how much of it's going to go into our food supply, but we've got to have some people watching out for us. In fact, according to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, we consume more than 16 pounds of seafood each year per person, and right now about 65% of our seafood is coming from that part of the world. So it's time to sit up, take notice, and figure this one out. What do you think? We're going to take your calls in a few minutes about this whole Japanese food, Chinese food issue. 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-TALK. But first, a message from the Egg Board. And eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer, keeps you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents each, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from Asia to America, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. So take a trip around the world without ever even leaving your kitchen. Just visit the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out about the psychology and the impact of Twitter and Facebook.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert, and with me is Dr. Guy Winch, the author of The Squeaky Wheel, Complaining the Right Way to Get Results, and a psychotherapist. Dr. Winch, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Hi, Phil.
Good to have you here. You know, the world has changed a lot over the past couple of years when we look at social media, the evolution of social media, and in particular, when we look at what's going on with Facebook, Twitter. You know, now with the social network movie out there, people are discovering more about Facebook. Both seem on a major ramp up. But in the meantime, we've got the whole business element of both of these, where just about every business that I know, especially in the food world, have Facebook pages, have Twitter pages, craft. huge, huge win for Kraft, because what they had is they had people looking at social media, looking at the chat board, seeing that people were complaining about one of their products, Philadelphia cream cheese, and discovered that a major complaint was that it was too hard. So they came out with Philadelphia cream cheese for cooking, which is basically just softer cream cheese, and it's skyrocketing through the sales of the supermarket. So help us figure out, number one, what's going on here, and is this an effective tool for consumers to actually be able to communicate back with companies?
Well, it's a great example, because Philadelphia cream cheese has been around for a while, but it took Facebook to get the message to the company that the product was a little too hard for cooking. And that's the issue with our complaining psychology in general. We tend to not voice our complaints to the companies or the businesses, but rather just to friends or acquaintances.
But, you know, 800 numbers have been around for a while. People have been writing letters. Is it just that now it's easier for people? You know, they really don't have to make a lot of effort. They don't have to have that human contact, so you can just complain and run away?
Well, right. 800 numbers have been around for a while, but at the other end of them are automated menus and hold times and getting disconnected. So we were actually, most consumers are really, really apprehensive about calling those numbers and sitting through whatever that takes. And we also have this belief that companies don't really want to listen to us. So it prevents us usually from even trying to voice our complaints in that way.
Do companies want to listen to consumers?
Companies want to listen to consumers. It's actually the consumers that don't complain to companies. 95% of consumers will voice a complaint to friends or family or acquaintances and not to the business or the company.
When you were researching the book and writing the book, was there anything that you discovered that really made you sit up and take notice and said, you know, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that.
Well, the statistic I just quoted, that 95% of people will complain, but not to the business or the company, was slightly staggering for me, because it meant that really companies hear only a fraction of what we're dissatisfied with. And that's why Facebook and Twitter, which have a real ease of communication, you just post, you know, a quick sentence or two, people are utilizing that more and more because it's simple and easy. They don't know if the company will listen, but they don't mind putting it out there because they don't have to stay on the phone for 20 minutes to do it.
So it's about convenience for ourselves. Do we also think that perhaps if we put it on Facebook or Twitter and we've got hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of followers, that in our own way, we become a leader, we become, you know, an influencer, and other people can see just how smart we are?
I think in part that's true, but in part we're also trying to get a consensus. When we're putting our complaints out on Twitter or Facebook, other people have the option to retweet it, or on Facebook to like it or comment on it. So we can actually get a consensus of people who think alike are joining us in communicating, and that actually makes it easier for companies to realize, oh, this is not just one person saying this. Look, 20 people liked that comment. Many people retweeted it. Let's take that more seriously.
Dr. Winch, stay right there. We're going to have to take a quick break. I'm talking to psychotherapist and author of The Squeaky Wheel, Complaining the Right Way to Get Results. It's a new world of social media. Twitter and Facebook are our tools. Forget about those 800 numbers, and I agree with the doctor. You know, just getting on one of these calls with press 1, press 2, press 3. Ah, what do you think? 800-510-8255. We'll be right back with more after this. This Supermarket Guru segment is brought to you by the incredible edible egg and America's Egg Farmer. Start your day off with an egg. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein and provide a steady source of energy to help get you through your busy day. Don't make it breakfast. Make it incredible.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lampert, and we're talking about a new world. We're talking about a social media world of Facebook and Twitter that's having a huge impact on the way people eat, the way people are creating recipes, the way people are having these discussions as it relates to food and health and just about everything. Our guest is Dr. Guy Winch, psychotherapist and author of The Squeaky Wheel, Complaining the Right Way to Get Results. Doctor, you know, what's interesting to me when I look at the Facebook-Twitter phenomenon, and certainly it's been very positive. It's really put consumers in a commanding role with a lot of companies. But also, the downside of that, it's become so powerful that people can do things that can hurt a company that maybe isn't true. If you look back at what happened to Domino's Pizza, where we have these three employees, they were in their mid-30s, I believe, so these are not kids fooling around. They put together a video on YouTube, faked a video about what some of the ingredients were in Domino's Pizza, goes out, and, you know, millions and millions of views of it, and hurt the company substantially. And some people at the company that I've talked to, is they still haven't recovered a couple years later. So we've got that downside to this whole technology as well, correct?
We absolutely do. I mean, I think it's very important for consumers that we use this as a tool to communicate with companies, not just to slam them or to, you know, defame them in some way, but to get their attention so we can talk, so we can communicate.
So what happens when a company like a Domino's has something like this happen to them that isn't true, that hurts them? I can only imagine being the CEO of that company, throwing up your hands and saying, you know, I give up. Let's just close. You know, how can a company deal with that?
Well, I think companies have to be very creative in how they deal with these kinds of situations. In other words, they really have to look at the fact that they're getting a lot of attention and publicity for something, albeit it's negative, and then try and spin that in a positive way. And there are ways to do that, marketing-wise, where you can take something negative that happened and make it actually a platform to discuss what your strengths are or what you do well, since they have that platform, since they're getting that attention.
Are companies prepared to do that, in your opinion?
I think companies need to be. I don't think all companies are. I don't think all companies are following Twitter and Facebook either. That's still a minority of companies. But
really?
In this new, yes, in this new, yes, certainly, you know, many do not. But in this new age, companies should absolutely be very prepared and have teams who are proficient in this media so that they can not just be responsive to complaints, but be responsive to those kinds of public relations nightmares if they happen.
See, for me, it's interesting that you say that so many companies are not. When I look at both Facebook and Twitter, obviously that doesn't cost anything from an advertising standpoint. So your price of entry is minimal. It's easy and quick to test. I can't understand why companies wouldn't. I mean, certainly to your point, you've got to have a team of people who are working it, who are knowledgeable, so you've got those internal costs, but it's not like, you know, taking an ad out on the Super Bowl and keeping your fingers crossed. You're going to know really quick if what you're doing is right or wrong.
Yeah, but the thing is, companies, even with customer service, many, many companies really do not have great customer service, and it's the same problem. They don't know how to quantify what that investment is and how it helps their bottom lines. So they have trouble making it because it's not the most obvious dollars and cents concept for them, like a marketing or advertising plan. So they don't do it.
What I hear constantly from these companies, whether it be supermarket retailers, whether it be manufacturers, you know, what they want to do is they want to build a relationship with customers. They don't want it just to be focused on price. You know, they really, at least verbally, are saying, hey, you know, let's do a great job with a consumer so they stay with us till the day that they die. But if customer service is not part of that, how realistic is it for them to achieve that goal?
It's not. In fact, the most important touch point for building a relationship with a customer is when that customer has a complaint. Complaints are the most important time to dialogue with a customer because that's the fork in the road. They'll either handle it well and gain an even more loyal customer, or they'll lose that customer. And companies still don't make it easy enough for us to complain. That's why we get despondent after waiting 15 or 20 minutes on hold when we do call the 800 number.
And then we also have the very famous Dave Carroll story with United Airlines, where he went on YouTube. You know, he's now done a trilogy of music videos complaining that he broke, you know, his guitar. It took them a year to finally give him, I think it was like $400 for his broken guitar. What's up with that?
Well, it's interesting. On my website, I actually have a story now that I posted about another young man who wrote a music video about a company, and he actually tried to do everything right in terms of contacting them and dialoguing with them about a problem he had, but they handled it so poorly, he ended up at some point just posting a music video of his own. That might be a whole new genre we see at the Grammys next year, the
and
music video complaint genre.
With people that can't sing or play music. You never know. There's the good and the bad of that. Dr. Guy Winch is with us, a psychotherapist, author of The Squeaky Wheel, Complaining the Right Way to Get Results. What we need to do is we need to understand very clearly this tool called social media, Facebook, Twitter, both we as consumers who have so much power now in our hands, and also the companies who pay attention to us. And if they're not paying attention, they will be out of business. Dr. Winch, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the producer of Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, a new documentary that is going to surprise
you. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lenford, and as you know, Doug and I are focused. We are obsessed. We are continuing the discussion about obesity, about health in this nation, and how important it is. And we've come across a movie that is about to come out, a documentary called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It is premiered on April 9th. We've invited the producer, Joe Cross, to be with us to tell us more about this important documentary. Joe, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate? Lovely to be with you.
Thank you so much for getting up and dealing with us here. You know, if we take a look at the power of documentaries, Michael Moore has changed a lot. Morgan Spurlock with Super Size Me really had a huge impact on McDonald's, if nothing else, and fast food. Tell us a little bit about Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, what it's about, and then also why you chose this as your topic.
So my mission and goal with Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead is to move the dial on the consumption of fruits and vegetables in your country, United States, and my country, back home in Australia. The average Australian and American consumes only about 5% of their calories fruits and vegetables. I'd love to think that the power of this film could move that dial to 10%. So I'm sort of on a mission over the next few years of my life to move it from 5 to 10. Now, the film is called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead because that's where I was when I woke up one morning at 40 years of age. I thought I'd been a pretty smart guy most of my life. I'd focused on wealth and not health. And I kept putting off. The procrastination was rife in my life. I was putting off the gym. I was putting off eating well. And I was taking medication night and day for 8 years for a debilitating autoimmune disease called chronic urticaria, which is basically really bad hives and severe swelling and edema. And I was about 310 pounds. And the way I look at it is I was a cheeseburger away from a heart attack. So effectively, I turned my back on Mother Nature. I had a very poor diet, and I thought, what would happen if I turned towards Mother Nature and ran to her at full ball? So I decided to come to America, and I did that because I felt that when you're making a movie and you're telling a story, that you want as many people to see it as possible. And Americans like movies made in their own backyard as opposed to being made elsewhere in the world. And Australians are pretty used to seeing American films. So that was the premise for coming to your country. So I got here and I arrived in New York in the end of 2007, and I bought a truck, I bought a juicer, I loaded it up with fruits and vegetables, and I drove from the East Coast to the West Coast. Took me 2 months or 60 days, and I drank nothing but fresh fruit and vegetable juice.
And the result, what happened?
The result was that I ended up speaking to over 500 Americans about what they ate, and more importantly, about what they didn't eat. And I've got to tell you, I was absolutely shocked at the results of what people on the street had to tell me. And just on my own personal side, I ended up losing about 100 pounds over the five-month period. I did 60 days, Phil, drinking fruits and vegetables only, and then I did about 3 months of eating fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, seeds, legumes, all the rich plant food, food that's made by the sun, the earth.
No
the
meat, no dairy.
No, I didn't do any of that for 5 months in total. You include the juicing period. And after that period, it was 100 pounds. I was off all medication, and I've been three years and 2 months free and haven't taken a single pill.
And what about your diet today? What are you eating today?
Well, this is the good news. Today, I can eat almost anything I want, but I have to tell myself every morning when I wake up, like I did today, that I've got to work out today how am I going to get as many fruits and vegetables into my system as possible so that I can enjoy the bagel with cream cheese, or I can enjoy the sushi tonight, or I can enjoy the mozzarella sandwich, etc. So yeah. To me, it's not about saying what you can't have. It's about saying what I'm going to have more of, and that's more of fruits and vegetables. Just as an example, since I made the film, which was shot at the end of 07 and it carried through until the end of 09, I actually haven't had any meat or chicken or pork. I haven't drunk any alcohol, haven't had any coffee. And that's not because I think those things are bad for you or for me. It's just because I haven't felt like it. I just haven't felt like eating or drinking them, Phil.
Interesting. Well, you know, when you get healthy, if you would, and, you know, that's probably an overstatement here, but, you know, you don't need that coffee to have energy. You don't need the alcohol to calm you down or whatever. That's part of it. What I want to focus on for a second, Joe, is in this country, probably in the past 20 years, there have been a lot of fruit and vegetable trade associations, a lot of programs that have probably spent, in excess of $100 million. They come up with these cute slogans like five a day or nine a day or produce matters or things like that to try to move the needle, exactly what you're saying, to get people to eat more produce. But the interesting thing is, after all this money, per capita consumption of fruits and vegetables has not risen. It's still about 3.2 per person per day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess what we have and what we need is certainly a good communicator such as yourself to, whether it's to shock us or to entertain us, to make us empowered to eat more fruits and vegetables, because just throwing money at it and doing these fancy ad campaigns obviously is not working. Why do you think that doesn't work?
I think it's pretty. I think it's a great point you make, Phil. And here's my answer, or come back to that. I think people are sick and tired of being told what to do. I think whether it's your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your parents, your kids, the government, your boss, we're tired of it. Nobody likes being told what to do. And you know what, Phil? It doesn't work. I don't know about you, mate, but the last time I told someone to do something, it didn't really work.
Right.
Unless they worked for me, right?
Exactly.
So
right.
What I'm all about, and what I learned at a very young age from my father, when he said to me, he said, Joe, if you want to get people to do something, you've got to lead. You've got to lead by example. And the funny thing about that is if people can have role models, and if they can look up to people, and not just me, but the people around them that are doing this, and they can see the changes in them, then maybe they will pick up and follow the lead. So I believe, and I've seen it, firsthand over the last 3 years. And I think most people in America have seen the film Forrest Gump when he ran across the country and people just started to follow him because he was running.
Yep.
Remember that scene, Phil?
I do.
Well, in my experimental test was, what would happen if I drove across this country and just started drinking juice? Would anyone pick up and just follow? Because during the movie, the last thing I wanted to do was be a guest in your country and come in and tell people what to do. I'd pull up on the side of a back alley in New Orleans, and I'd sit down and chat to a lady and say, listen, I'm over here. I'm drinking juice. You want to come and have a taste of some at the back of my truck? I'd make her away with my generator, my battery on the side of the road. I'd pour her a Swiss chard. I'd have some spinach in there, some celery, some ginger, some apple, and I'd pour it out for her, and she'd never taste anything like it, and we'd talk about what she ate and how she'd been to McDonald's the day before or how she'd had pizza the night, and she'd say, you know, I could do this, and I wouldn't tell her to. I'd just say, well, if you want any help, here's my number, give me a call. And when a few people started calling me, the movie takes a big twist because I start following them, and then people start following them and so on. So what I believe it's about community. As you probably are aware, Phil, 25% of Americans eat their lunch in the car. Today we're becoming more and more isolated in terms of our food and when we eat. And when you eat more in a community, it's a lot easier. It's actually cheaper if you're eating for a bigger group, as you probably know, than eating on your own. And so what I've tried to do is create a community, which is if you go to jointhereboot.com, there's lots of recipes. There's a community there of about 2,000 people already, and we're hoping to grow that as the film comes out. And it's all about, for me, just to getting back to that point, it's about leading by example, and I'm hoping that one person can affect 10, that can affect 100, and so on. Does that make any sense?
It does, and we're going to take a quick break. Joe, stay with us. Joe Cross, the producer of the documentary and star of the documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. We're going to talk about some of the people that he met and what some of the results were. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lenkert. With me is Joe Cross, the producer and star of a documentary. It's going to hit theaters on April 9th, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It's the story of Joe going cross-country, coming from Australia to New York, driving cross-country to the West Coast, and for 60 days just consuming fruits and vegetables and a juicer, and really sharing his story and hopefully empowering people on the way to follow his lead. He lost over 100 pounds, got off medication, sounds better. I didn't know what you sounded like before, but I'm going to assume you sound better, Joe.
I'm feeling good, Phil.
Yeah, and I think, you know, doing what you're doing, and I agree with you about community, especially in today's environment with social media, with everybody being much more community and collective oriented, that this is the way. As I pointed out before the break, you know, the produce industry has spent hundreds of millions of dollars with posters, with signs, with ads to get us to consume more produce, and it hasn't worked. Just bottom line, hasn't worked. Now, you've got a co-star, if you would, Phil Staples. When you met him, he was 420 pounds, a truck driver from Iowa. What happened with him over this period of time?
So as I said earlier, Phil, I'd met over 500 Americans, and I'd given everybody my phone number that I'd met and said, if you want any help, any tips. And you know, a number of people had rung up and said, Joe, what was in the juice and what's the recipe, et cetera, et cetera. After about 6 months of shooting the film, I was back in Australia, and I got a voicemail on my U.S. cell phone, which was from this truck driver, Phil Staples, that I'd met at a truck stop in Winslow, Arizona. And he sort of said to me, he said, Joe, listen, I'm in need of a lot of help here, mate. I'm going to, you know, die if I can't do something about this. You offered me help back 6 months ago. I just hope that you're still there and you can help me. And it was a real cry for help. And for me, I'd nearly finished the film, Phil. I mean, it was 6 months later. But I just thought, I rang up my producer in the U.S. and I said, listen, this is our story here, guys. We've got to go over and meet with Phil because here's a bloke who's held onto my number for 6 months and finally called me. So we called up Phil, and Phil lived in Sheldon, Iowa, and he was not in great shape. He was, you know, believe it or not, suffering from the same autoimmune disease that I had.
Oh,
so I said to Phil, look, my theory, mate, is that we have to get you onto fruits and vegetables only. We've got to do what I call reboot your system. We need to feed your body exactly the fuel that it was designed to live on. All the rich micronutrient food, all of those phytochemicals, or everything that's in this alive food, this food that's made by Mother Nature, all those beautiful colors. And I said, if you make the commitment that you can do this for 10 days, I don't care if you eat them or just drink them, I'll come over from Australia and I'll help you. And over the phone, he made that commitment. I got over and he said, listen, Joe, I want to give the juice a go as opposed to just eating them, because I'm all in favor of people just eating them, Phil, if that's what they want to do. The juicing just means you get a lot more into your system and you're sort of supercharging, if you like. And basically, I don't want to ruin it for your listeners, but the transformation and the change is nothing short of absolutely extraordinary. I mean, it absolutely blew me away, and it blew the people away in his own town, and he's the real star of the show, mate.
Interesting. Well, the film is called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It premieres April 9th, and again,
I'm sorry. April 1. It's actually next Friday
1st?
In New York City.
Okay. And the website for people to get more information and to become empowered.
They can go to fatsickandnearlydead.com. We've got a Facebook fan page, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And we've also got the community, which has all the recipes and all the rules and tips to try and reboot yourself. And it's called jointhereboot.com.
Terrific. Well, Joe, great work. Can't wait to see the film. And congratulations, and we need more people like Joe Cross going out there and empowering us by showing what they can do for themselves as well. Because if we can see somebody do it, then it's much more likely that we will, instead of somebody doing a sign or a slogan or a TV commercial, anything like that. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple things to do with Easter. We're going to talk about Easter eggs, and we're going to talk about chocolate eggs. And the chocolate eggs have doubled in price. What's that about? I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend. We'll be right back with more after this.
You want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.org.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. Easter is just a few weeks away, and not great news. Not great news for us at all. I'm sure you've seen in the headlines that the Labor Department has announced the biggest jump in food prices in 37 years, month to month. Food costs soared 3.9% in February, and probably one of the areas of, you know, just talking to Joe about produce went up 49%. In 1 month because of the weather. That's going to come down substantially. But because of the price of cacao, what we're seeing, and we're seeing prices of chocolate and coffee go up so dramatically that chocolate Easter eggs have risen about 150% wholesale cost. So they're going to be about double for chocolate Easter eggs this year. What's going on with that? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And, you know, you've heard me talk before that we've got the cheapest food supply in the world. That's the great news. But the bad news is, you know, how are we going to afford this kind of stuff? And keep in mind also what I want you to do is this year when you go to buy your Easter chocolate, look carefully at the packaging, because a big surprise to many people is the amount of chocolate, especially novelty chocolate like Easter, Valentine's Day candy, and so on, actually comes from China. So make sure you know what you're getting and where it's coming from. Also, you know, a lot of people make Easter eggs, and there was just a survey that came out from the Egg Board that found that only 3 out of 10 people actually know how to cook a hard-boiled egg properly. And I'm going to give you those directions. So get out a piece of paper, and we'll also put them up on Doug Steffen, on DougSteffen.com. But most people just, you know, take water, put them in boiling water, the eggs in the boiling water, or leave them, and so on. And what they're saying is the key and I'm quoting this, the key is to take the word boiling out of your vocabulary. You have to let your eggs cook gently. If you just boil them, you're going to have a green ring around the yolk, and it'll make the whites tougher. So here's how to cook the perfect hard-boiled egg. And then what you can do is color them and do all kinds of things. And by the way, as you know, probably 3 or 4 times a week, my afternoon snack, instead of a candy bar or protein bar or power bar or whatever else, is a hard-boiled egg with just a little bit of salt. So this is my new way to make hard-boiled eggs. Or, I'm sorry, not hard-boiled eggs. Got to take that word out. Hard-cooked eggs. Place eggs in a saucepan large enough to hold them in a single layer. Add cold water to cover the eggs by 1 inch. Heat over high heat just to boiling. Once it boils, then remove it from the burner, cover the pan, let the eggs stand in hot water for about 15 minutes for large eggs, 12 minutes for medium eggs, 18 minutes for large eggs, and then cool completely under cold running water or in a bowl of ice water. Then just peel and eat or store unpeeled in the refrigerator for up to 1 week. I know a lot of people that actually cook the hard-boiled eggs, and then they'll leave them in there for a while. In the shell, in the refrigerator, and then they get them and say, oh, this tastes terrible. Well, that's the key. What you want to do is you want to peel them first, and then after you peel them, then you can put them, and I always suggest that you put them covered in your refrigerator as well. That way they won't absorb any other odors that are out there. A lot of people have asked me in the past couple weeks whether or not sushi from Japan is safe to eat. You know, it comes down to one thing. If it came here before the earthquake, by all means, not a problem. If it's something that's being shipped now, and again, most of the foods have been contained or haven't been shipped, but over the next couple weeks, we probably will start to see more being shipped, I'd be careful. Look for that country of origin labeling, especially on seafood, as we talked about earlier in the program. It's usually on the back. And I'll say product of USA, product of China. Well, let's go for the product of the USA, not only from a safety standpoint, but also from a taste standpoint. If you've ever tasted the difference between shrimp from China and shrimp from the Gulf, hey, world of difference. Tastes like absolutely two different products. I'm Phil Lempert. This has been Good Day Weekend. I hope you'll join Doug and the whole crew come Monday morning for all the information that you need to get through not only your day, your week, your month, your life. And for more information, just go to DougStephan.com for all the up-to-date news about food and everything else you need to do to get through the day.